Last week's autumn statement shows that he's on course to add £200 billion to the total UK national debt as it ticks upwards towards the eye-watering sum of £1.5 trillion. That's 15 with 11 noughts on it. Our reporter Tim Johns looks at our period of so-called austerity.
We were promised 4 years of austerity. Here we had an austerity government and an austerity chancellor chiming his austerity bell. George Osborne's line has always been,
we are going to stick with the deficit reduction plan.
And last year, to cut the deficit, he repeated,
I think it can be done by reducing spending.
And this year,
I'm not going to pretend that finding £25 billion of spending savings will be easy.
That £25 billion he says we need to save in the next couple of years is in comparison to the £700 billion the government is currently spending per annum, the country's highest spending ever. In January,
beware the opposition politicians. Just more spending on this and more spending on that, all paid for by more borrowing.
Without adjusting for inflation, Osborne has borrowed more in 5 years than Labour did in 13. Recently, he was on the Andrew Marr show.
George Osborne, the master of pain, is with me now.
Ooh, sounds like a scary guy.
George Osborne, master of pain.
But hang on.
We can afford to put £2 billion into the front line of the NHS.
And there we have a spending headline.
The government has announced an extra £2 billion for the NHS.
And it's not been the only one recently.
A five-year investment plan for England's roads is announced.
At a cost of £15 billion.
A future Conservative government will raise the tax-free personal allowance.
That one will cost £7 billion. And do you remember February's flooding?
Money is no object in this relief effort.
And so on. At every step, the government has stressed this spending is not unfunded, that it goes hand in hand with reducing the deficit. But when you look at spending and borrowing, is it really austerity we've been living through, as the headlines and the politicians tell us? Yes, of course, there have been big cuts. Local councils have suffered hugely. More than 500,000 public sector jobs have gone. The recession and those cuts have ruined lives. But has it really been austerity? Does the austerity bell actually sound more like this? In October, The Spectator magazine ran this article.
Osborne has now given himself 8 years to cut state spending by just 3.9%. This is not the work of an iron chancellor, more like a child peeling off a plaster slowly so as to minimise the pain. It's funny to think that Labour's Dennis Healey cut state spending by 3.9% in just 1 year.
Some people say the Tories like everyone to think they're tough with public money, but they're not. It just suits how they want to be perceived. And if you buy that, perhaps you buy this thought. The Labour Party conspires with that same idea. Labour needs people to think that the Tories are still the nasty party. If you strapped politicians from all sides to this lie detector machine, would the needle wiggle when those from the right say,
we will deliver deep spending cuts?
And when those from the left say,
this right-wing austerity is too severe?
Is it the case that when it comes to the economy, all politicians from all parties are lying to us?